Welcome to your hellish sissy transformation. This is Mr. Simone, and you can read this at supernaturalphonesex.com. Jake came over to my home, not understanding that I was a demon mistress. He had no idea that hormones meant nothing in comparison to the sex change he would soon receive. Yes, Jake, you're about to have a hellish sissy transformation, I thought to myself as I answered the door. I knew I was about to have some fun when the short sissy arrived early to my lair. Even his knock was meek and unmanly. I opened the door, and I watched as he looked me up and down in my gold hooded cloak and black Prada heels. My glittery gold panties and lacy bra shimmered as the sunlight hit the matching set. No, it didn't bother me that the door was open for everyone to see my fabulous panty and bra set. I'm quite sure that anyone lucky enough to be driving by my home would be impressed. His cock at least seemed impressed with the outfit, which, of course, pleased me watching it rise to the occasion. I opened the door wide and welcomed him into my home. No one that enters my home leaves the same. It's not a threat, just a statement of fact that I enjoy telling my clients. Yes, I'm a demon mistress, and I adore the darkness. Jake knew this about me before he crossed the threshold of my home into Hell's Gateway. My naive little Jake had no idea how much I would change him mentally, physically, and spiritually, but soon he would know everything I planned. Jake followed me down the dimly lit hallway to a door next to the opulent black and silver kitchen. I opened the door to reveal a spiral ebony metal staircase. Below the staircase, you could see the fire burning through the cracks. I smiled at him as I looked back over my shoulder. I heard Jake audibly squeak, which made me laugh. Are you scared, little sissy? I hear him begin to stutter. Is this normal? And am I crazy? This causes me to turn around and look at him, and he sees my eyes flash to a beautiful glowing burgundy color. Are you questioning your mistress? I ask, while staring menacingly at him. He stops speaking, and his body shakes uncontrollably. This, of course, only makes me more aroused. Jake begins to sob. No, mistress, I just didn't expect you to really be a D-M-O-N, like from hell, you know. At this point, I compel his feet to move down the stairs. I'm tired of having to explain to him the logistics of hell. I already explained that I would safely turn him into a female and have him back to being a male by the end of the day. By midnight, he would once again be male. Blah. Perhaps he did not believe I really could do this when I spoke to him on the phone. He signed the paperwork in a lovely red ink and emailed it back to me. Then he set foot into my home. That sealed the deal, so to speak. Now, Jake belonged to me till midnight, and I was not going to bother catering to his male ego or his human fears. Both were irrelevant in my eyes, and right now, that's all that mattered. As Jake descended the stairs, his body began to change. First, he lost his cock and balls. He felt them go numb and then cold. Then he felt an opening where there was not one before, and a slit that he could only imagine was a vagina. Then he felt his chest begin to tingle. Jake felt his nipples grow larger, and simultaneously the area between his legs felt wet. He wanted to rub himself badly, but instead stopped on the stairs to run his fingers over his newly formed breasts. "Take off your clothes and drop them into the fire, sissy." Jake did as I commanded without question. At this point, he recognized that if he didn't, I would just compel him like my little Muppet. I watched as he stared at his curvy but slightly muscular feminine form. He gasped in astonishment at the breathtaking D-cup breasts and hard nipples. Then his mouth hung open as he stared at a mirror hanging on the wall. It showed a woman with her mouth open, with perfect breasts and a hairless vagina. Even the woman's ass was perfectly round and breathtaking. I watched Jake move his fingers over his new body, and I laughed. "I'm going to call you Sissy Jessica in your upgraded form," I say, while grinning. We get down. Oh, yes. We get down to the ground floor, and Jessica realizes that she can walk in the fire and not get burned here. I hear her start to ask how this is possible when I mute her voice. I realize that I forgot to change the tone of her voice, and hearing a male voice coming from a female body is just annoying and unsettling. Therefore, I snap my fingers, and Jessica swallows hard and begins to cough. When she stops coughing, I hear a high-pitched but sweet-sounding voice making profanities, which makes me laugh so hard that my eyes water. "Listen to the sissy-sounding little wimpy bitch. You said you wanted a hellish transformation, sissy. Now, you will receive that, but you're going to have to go through an initiation. What I mean by this is that you will be meeting other demons in the next room. These demons are going to look like demons, or what you expect a demon to look like." We walked to the next room, and when I opened it, Jessica squeaked again. The five demons sat in the leather recliners almost as if waiting for us. Little did she know, they were called there specifically for the hellish sissy initiation. "You're going to learn how to suck cock," I say, while smiling happily. Poor little Jessica was scared stiff. I was absolutely aroused. I'm going to love watching my newest little submissive in action. "Would you like to be Jessica?" "If this turns you on as much as it does me, then we should talk. I love mixing blasphemy, hellish landscapes, and fantasy role plays. Love you, boys. I'll be haunting you soon. Once again, this is Mistress Simone, and you can call 1-800-601-7259.